Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. The 16th annual Baroque on Beaver Music Festival gets underway this week. Between July 28th and August 6th, you can travel to Beaver Island and hear concerts featuring many different kinds of music. One ensemble that will be performing multiple times during this year's Baroque on Beaver is the Metallurgy Brass Quintet, and they're here with us today in Studio A. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
Matt Thomas, you are the center trumpet here. Can you tell us who your colleagues are?
Certainly, yep. On tuba today, we have Interlochen alum Brian Smith. On trombone, Joe Radke. My colleague on trumpet is Matt Tayton.
Hello.
And with us for the first time, Aaron Brandt on horn.
This quintet is the ensemble in residence for Baroque on Beaver. How do you get to be an ensemble in residence?
Things happen sort of organically with Baroque on Beaver. We started out playing there 7 years ago. And over time, our role in the festival has grown. We do certain performances during the week. We have two dedicated recitals that we usually do. And so because of that, we've really become, in a lot of ways, ambassadors for the festival. You know, many times you'll see us playing around town, and when the ferry comes in, you might hear us serenading that.
So you're playing multiple concerts during Baroque on Beaver. Tell us about some of the types of music you'll be playing.
Sure. For example, on one of the first events on a Tuesday evening, at the Biological Station, which has a lovely little hall, is an evening of small chamber ensembles. We'll be playing the piece that we're performing for you today, this little Albinoni suite, that evening. Later on in the week, we do an outdoor concert by the Lighthouse in town, and that's a concert of just popular favorites, Broadway show tunes, that kind of thing. So in a much more relaxed and less formal setting.
Not to state the obvious, but that's not all Baroque music.
That's sort of a, although the focus of the festival, you know, traditionally has been and still retains a lot of that Baroque element. We do play over the course of the festival a great deal more than that. I think percentage wise this year, you know, probably a quarter of the music that's being played is more popular things. For example, on the Saturday evening concert, that's another evening of Broadway music. We're playing some John Williams stuff, movie music. So even though on a given night you're very likely to hear something from the Baroque era, there's more to it than that.
What's the response to the excuse, Beaver Island's kind of far away? I don't know. Is it worth coming all the way there just to hear this brass quintet play a concert?
Well, the answer, you know, you might be surprised to hear is yes. Of course, it is.
Do tell.
It's the kind of thing. I think for those of you who have never been to Beaver Island, it's easier to get to than you might imagine. Easy to make a day of it. What we've done with the festival is put in several matinee concerts. So a person could get to Charlevoix, where the ferry is located, or the airlines are located that fly to Beaver Island, arrive there in the morning, be over to the island by lunch, hear a 2 o'clock concert, and be on the late afternoon ferry back to the mainland. And while they're there, Beaver Island's a fascinating place. There are 500 or 600 people that live there year-round. In the summer, it swells to over 2,000 people that are there. It's a wonderful little town, beautiful nature, easy to walk, and it's a great place for those of you who haven't been and whose idea of you know, island life in Michigan is Mackinac Island. This is a very, very different concept.
And you've brought us a piece today that's a preview from one of the concerts you'll be giving during Baroque on Beaver. What are we going to hear?
So again, this is a little suite by Tommaso Albinoni. We're going to do three movements from it. We have an allegro, and then a grave, And then finally another allegro.
Thank you.
The Metallurgy Brass Quintet in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. They performed three movements from a suite by Tommaso Albinoni. And Matt Thomas, you folks have a pretty interesting gig when you're not playing at Baroque on Beaver. You work as consultants for companies like Dow Chemical.
It's an interesting story. I was approached by a gentleman at Dow who is the director of their high potential leadership development and training course. And he was interested to know about the possibility of having musicians come in and do a workshop with these leaders that Dow is grooming. And so over the course of several conversations, we decided that it would be a fantastic idea and would work very, very well. Brian and I have known one another for 25 years and have played together off and on throughout that time. And he was the first person that I called. I thought of him immediately to talk about and really start to develop this whole concept. And so what we do in these workshops is talk about things that musicians know very, very well. We talk about listening, collaboration, communication. We talk about failure and how important that is. And all of these things that are also integral to a business environment and really resonate well, we have found in these workshops.
So let's say I'm one of these high potential development candidates in your workshop. What's the type of exercise that I might expect to do with you, if that's not giving away too many of your trade secrets?
No, it's not. In the last session, for example, we ran these small groups of people through Eurythmics exercises. Eurythmics was developed by Dalcroze. And it's a way of teaching rhythm through movement. We ran them through these exercises. They're bouncing balls. They're swaying back and forth. They're trying to all move in the same line. You know, it's funny to have a 4 foot tall person next to a 6.5 foot tall person and have them try to mark off the same amount of space together in a line. All these things that get them thinking about the team construct in a very, very different way. And as you know, Amanda, music has a way of sticking with people in a way that almost nothing else does. And so the takeaways from these classes, we have found that people have commented that they remember it so well, and they're able to take it back to their workplace and really and use it there.
Do you ever have participants who are surprised or confused or maybe even resistant to the idea of working with a group of musicians?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had a couple of people in the last workshop who were just frankly frightened out of their mind to do it. I think it actually is most helpful for people like that, who are either who don't consider themselves to be particularly musical, who don't understand music very, very well. In the very first session we ever did, there was a woman who said, "Oh, well, I can't count. I don't know anything about rhythm. I've always been told that I have terrible rhythm." And as it turned out, she had one of the better senses of rhythm of anybody in the class. And it completely changed her attitude and idea about her relationship to music, but also, you know, her perception of working in that kind of an environment. And it was a great success story for her.
You can hear more music from the Metallurgy Brass Quintet at this year's Baroque on Beaver. Baroque on Beaver runs from July 28th until August 6th. For more information, visit baroqueonbeaver.org. I'm Amanda Sewell, and we've been joined today by the Metallurgy Brass Quintet here in Studio A. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. Thanks for listening.